Darling, I'll give you love if you turn the key. Dun, dun,
dun. This is All I Want to Do Is Talk About Madonna.
Track two
on True Blue, Open Your Heart.
My favorite Madonna song.
Is it of all time?
Of all time.
It is one of the most beautiful songs I think that she's ever recorded.
It's my favorite Madonna song.
Tell me.
I've been thinking a lot about this for the last few, and I'm thinking, oh, but there are songs in the future. Open Your Heart will always be my favorite. This was the song that I fell in love with Madonna too. I heard it on the radio. I really loved it. I saw the video. The little boy in the video was me. And when she took the black headdress off on the video, I was like, oh my God. And I was forever changed. I felt it. I felt myself change.
Like, how did you change?
I think everything in my world up to that point had been very defined and very familiar because I was living in Northeast Ohio and I was 11. And, there was all this stuff out there I didn't know about, and I wanted to know all of it.
Mm.
And that was the conduit into it.
Because
I was the boy looking through the window and, you know, all of those things.
Yeah. I understand that. I remember when the video came out thinking it was provocative and sexy and that I knew there was a message in it that I didn't understand. And that I wanted to understand.
Yes. The song is a 1-2 punch. So you've had Papa Don't Preach and then you get this. And this is, again, a perfect pop song. It is perfect. The production is great. It had an early version extended intro, which was they didn't release it. It has that dun, 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 dun,
I love that.
But in the album version, it just jumps right into it. Yeah. This song, Madonna is the pursuer. She is going after the person that she's in love with. She's no longer, the desired one, the person, which is ironic because in the video she is the object of desire, but she is going after. She's like, I'm gonna run and get you, and I love how empowering that is. She is imploring the person and not withholding. Someone else is withholding their love.
Mm-hmm. I think you're afraid to look in my eye.
Ah.
I love her voice on this song. It's that same sweet spot that you were talking about in Papa Don't Preach. Like, he says he wants to marry me. Like, that same sort of, that lower register that's really strong for her. And I think you're right that so much of this album, almost everything this album is in her perfect, like, range, you know? And I think that goes back to Patrick Leonard, who was her music director on the Virgin Tour and knows her voice better than anybody at this point because he's been thinking about it and listening to it in a really
mixing
intense
it live
way. Yeah. Making to give it its best sound. And he recognizes also what her powers are that he discovered live that hadn't been tapped in recording yet because no one knew what she could really do. You know what I'm saying?
And she wasn't on like a forced date because she knows her producers here and she feels safe. So she's going for it too.
Right. You get the sense with this album that it wasn't like with like a Virgin, they said, here are producers you can work with. And she said, oh, Nile Rodgers. I love Nile Rodgers. I want to work with him. And this was more like she brought Patrick Leonard in and said, I'm working with him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think the song itself, I mean, that what would you sound would you say that is? That bum 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 bum? Is that like a bell?
I think it's a synth.
A synth.
It's some kind of synth, coded synth.
But that riff is like for me so every time I hear it, I just kind of stop.
Yeah.
And the same with the bass line, which is like really driving and really poppy, you know, kind of pop dancey. Like it really drives the song. It keeps the song moving and it makes me feel like kind of moving with it or singing along with it for sure.
The urgency of the song and
yes.
It's almost like Madonna, everyone has to get out of her way. And all of it is, it's basically four musicians and Madonna. That da-da-da, that's keyboards that Pat Leonard wrote, that riff. That's mm-hmm. that's Pat Leonard doing keyboards. And Madonna does all the backing vocals, which are awesome on this
song. They
are. There's all these kinds of like murmurs and oohs.
Oh,
and
yeah. Back to your you had said earlier about all the times where she makes like sounds that aren't words are so beautiful.
And
in
they
this
just
song.
Are kind of dropped in the moments, like they're almost like a response to the lyric. Like
totally.
She'll sing a line and then she'll be like, and it fills in the space, and yet it doesn't sound exactly like her.
Right, right.
It's very subtle, very cool. It gives the song a lot of texture.
Yeah, I was going to say it feels like many tracks. Like she recorded the vocals and then they went back and she was like, I want to make these sounds over it. Do you know what I'm saying? It's so beautiful. And it is like another, but it is also in her wheelhouse of like a song like I'm going to make you love me song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. You will open your heart to me. I hold the lock and you hold the key. It will happen.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
One is such a lonely number.
Oh, I mean, there's so much in this song that is just awesome. And the video is a kind of mini movie.
Yeah.
There's that the owner at the end who chases the two of them out. Again, there's multiple Madonnas. She's both the kind of look-alike boy urchin at the end.
At the end.
Who's
that's
running
her real
away.
Person.
Yeah,
her
that's,
real.
That's Madonna right. without all the makeup and the right. stripper. And then there's the stripper. But
the stripper has two personalities.
The stripper does have two personalities. I mean, it's this weird... And there was a lot of controversy around this video at the time. And now it seems so innocent and sweet.
Yeah, it does. It does. This is also the first video she made with Jean-Baptiste.
Medina, yeah.
Yep. And so that sets up a long video relationship, at least for the next 10 years or so, if not longer.
And I think, you know, it's 1986 and MTV is here to stay. So there really is, everybody's now on the video bandwagon and Madonna's at the front of that. And so I think she had kind of said, okay, I'm at the top of the heap. What can I do with that? And how
totally.
Can I stretch the form with this classic pop song that I've made.
Yep. This is also, interestingly enough, I think, the fourth single on the album. So,
which blows my mind.
Right? So that it was really like, it's deep into the experience of this album, meaning like the album had been out for quite a while when this song came out.
It's like late 86 or so.
Yeah.
It's like October, November.
And there's still a fifth single to come out. I mean... The you know, that I have like a whole, like my heart races for that time where like an album had five singles. Maybe there are albums now and we're just not like keyed into the youth.
I miss that too.
Yeah.
I asked for this cassette for my birthday mm-hmm. in 1986 and I got it.
Oh, nice.
Along with the first Madonna album and the... what else did I get? I got something else. I did not get Like a Virgin because Madonna is in underwear in that one. It really was, I listened to this record nonstop for 3 years. Mm. Nonstop. And Open Your Heart was the key.
My favorite version that she's done live is the MDNA version. Do you
only,
know that?
Only I think the third.
Oh right,
because
she just did
she's
it.
Not
in
done
Who's
it.
That Girl? Blonde Ambition, yeah. And then
she opened
MDNA.
The Who's That Girl tour with it, and pretty much doing it similarly to the video.
Right,
and then she did it as the second song on Blonde Ambition, a duet with the dancer, one of the
right.
dancers, and then. Than MDNA, and it had been a long time at
yes.
that point, and we all, I mean, it's probably one of the longest stretches between really big hit songs that she's gone
yeah.
without doing it.
Yeah, but the way she did it in that just broke down all, it just revealed all the beauty of the song,
yeah.
you know, it just really let you hear how yearning and gorgeous the chord progressions are, and
yeah.
the lyrics are gorgeous. It's just a beautiful song.
I always loved, and I always feel like it continues to maintain its relevance today. You're so wrapped up in yourself to notice, mm-hmm. and which everyone could
you're
say
too wrapped up
you're too wrapped up in yourself to notice, which everybody today would say about each other.
Totally. Okay.
We'll see you next time.